The sensitive cells woven through the polyp were fantastically receptive. People with their mundane eyes and ears and nose were almost insensate by comparison. His consciousness roved at random through the huge structure, tasting and sampling. He was getting the hang of splitting himself into multiples, supervising a dozen actions at once. Syrinx groaned again as the souls from beyond sang into her mind with their strange icy promises, and Lewis saw a girl standing at the back of the dungeon. The quake her presence sent through his psyche perceptibly rocked the entire island, as though it had ridden over a tidal wave. It was her, the girl from Esopia, Thérèse, the one he'd fought and died over. Thérèse was tall for 13, skinny, with breasts that had been pushed into maturity by a coarse and tailored growth hormone. Long raven hair, brown eyes, and a pretty juvenile face with just the right amount of cuteness. Everybody's girl next door. She was wearing black leather shorts to show off her tight little ass, and her breasts were almost falling out of a scarlet halter top. Her pose was indolent, chewing at her gum, one hand on her hip. "Where the hell did she come from?" Lewis asked. "What?" the possessed Isk asked. "Her, Thérèse, there, behind you." Isk turned round, then frowned angrily at the ceiling. "Very funny. Now fuck off." "But—" Thérèse gave a bored sigh and sauntered out of the dungeon. "Can't you see her?" None of them answered him. He knew she was real. He could hear her, clicking walk, feel the weight of her black stilettos on his polyp. Olfactory cells picked up the sugary whiff of gum on her exhaled breath. She walked away from the dungeon down a long corridor. For some reason it was difficult to keep his perception focused on her. She was only walking, but she seemed to be moving so fast. He barely noticed as the polyp of the corridor gave way to concrete. The light became a harsh electric yellow coming from bulbs on the ceiling, each one cupped by a protective wire cage. She hurried on ahead of him, feet sending out that regular click, 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 as her stilettos wrapped the ground. His filthy jeans restricted his movements, clinging to his legs as he trailed after her. The air was cooler here. He could see his breath emerging as white streamers. Thérèse slipped through a big set of grey-painted metal doors ahead. Lewis followed her into the empty subterranean warehouse in Mesopia 550 years ago. He gagged. It was a square chamber, 60 meters to a side, 20 meters high, rough poured concrete ribbed with steel beams coated in red oxide paint. Strip lights cast a feeble, moon-white glow from on high. As before, leaking sewage pipes dripped rank liquids onto the floor. She stood in the middle of the floor, looking at him expectantly. He glanced down, seeing his body for the first time. "Oh, no," he said in a desperate voice. "This isn't happening." Loud, positive footsteps sounded from the far end of the warehouse. Lewis didn't wait to see who was emerging from the gloom. He spun round. There was no door anymore, just a concrete wall. "Jesus almighty! Fuck!" "Hello, Lewis." His body was compelled to turn, leg muscles working like dead meat fired by a cattle prod. He bit hard on his trembling lip. Thérèse had gone. The person walking towards him was the body he had possessed on Lalonde. "You're dead," Lewis whispered through a fear-knotted throat. Laton merely smiled his superior smile. "Of all the people resident in this universe today, Lewis, you should know there is no such thing as death." "I'm in charge here," Lewis yelled. "I am Pernik." He tried to fling the white fire, to conjure up any hedonistic devastation, to flay the zombie to its stinking corrupt bones and beyond. Laton halted 5 meters away. "You were, Pernik. I told you once we would meet again as equals. I lied. You cannot even begin to conceive the processes involved in your manifestation within this universe. You are a Neanderthal out of time, Lewis. You believed brute force was the key to conquest, yet you failed to even think about the source of your energistic power. I know. I've been analysing your tiresomely sluggish thoughts ever since you possessed my body.